Well, it's still a little daylight out here in New Jersey. Just had a day one of day two of 2 days. Parks Patrol, Morris County Police Academy, 105 in attendance. I'll send pictures tomorrow. But hey, listen, one real quick piece of thought, some simple stuff to pass along to everybody that can use right away in this line of work. It's just so simple for me to diagnose what everybody's doing wrong. Because one, I did all those things wrong. And two, I field train folks. I watch what cops would do when they were in situations, what they weren't doing properly, what I've learned over the years, okay? So here's a simple one. When you stop a car, okay, for everybody in here, and some of you are going to go, oh, who doesn't fucking know that? You know, a lot of people, believe it or not. A lot of people, okay? So when you stop a car, I know most of us engage with the driver, and they begin to look at the driver's credentials. They only focus on one person in the car. Most cops look at the driver, retrieve documents, return back to the vehicle, and determine whether or not they're going to write a summons, run an NCIC check, and then cut them loose. The reality is you need to start having audacity to look into cars and all the passengers in cars, and even converse with some of those passengers to see if they're nervous to talk to you, what they're up to. Are they on their cell phones just texting? Is it normal for somebody to be on their cell phone the whole time they're pulled over by a law enforcement officer? The answer is no. So I would say that's a clue that that person may have something going on, whether they have some kind of contraband on them they're not supposed to have, or they have a warrant for the arrest. Something's not right. You got to take notice of this stuff. You got to get your head out of your ass and start paying attention to all the things that are going on around you, because there's more going on than meets the eye. And if you consciously make an effort to say, I can do this, I can find this stuff, I can look around, and you go back out into the road and go, ah, it's not, I don't know if that's for me, run the radar and go back to me a one-trick pony of writing tickets all day, that's a problem. If this is who you're trying to be, you have to say, I can do this too, right? It doesn't take much effort. It doesn't take much changing what you're doing. If you're going to go out and write tickets all day, still at least take the opportunity to look around cars and who's in cars, because inevitably you're going to trip over stuff. You're putting a uniform on, you're putting lights and sirens on, and you're stopping cars. There are people in cars when people are speeding who are going to be up to no good. I can assure you that. So just a simple concept. You go out tonight on the road, tomorrow morning, return to your shift. When you're stopping cars, converse with passengers. Talk to people in cars. This is not a high-level interdiction tip. This is a tip to help you see more things that are going on around you. Stop not looking around. Open your eyes and look around at what's going on around you. You'd be surprised what you see with that simple concept of open your eyes and look.